Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Wednesday, July 23rd, 2014. On today's podcast, we're talking about the relationship between the United States and Germany. Germany, a U.S. ally since World War II, at least West Germany, and since the Berlin Wall came down in 1991, just Germany. Germany with its Stasi history of East German secret police, and before that, Hitler's Gestapo, has always been a little bit sensitive about spying, especially about the new surveillance state, still angry from revelations that not only did the NSA spy on German citizens and intercept their emails and phone conversations, but it listened to and recorded the private cell phone conversations of German Chancellor Angela Merkel. Germany, historically a perfect place for spying, located as it is between Russia and the West. Now, in recent weeks, we have been reminded that the spy game in Germany continues. Germany, in an effort to uncover Russian intelligence activity, inadvertently discovered that the activity was not Russian at all, but American. There have been two recent espionage cases. The more important of the two centers on an employee of the German Federal Intelligence Service arrested July 2nd on suspicion of spying for Russia, but then confessed to passing 218 German intelligence documents to the United States. This infuriated the Germans, coming on the heels of promises to stop NSA surveillance of German officials. The Americans were embarrassed again for spying on a trusted ally with whom it supposedly had a relationship of trust, Germany sharing an estimated 90% of its intelligence with the United States. There was also a second German official caught selling secrets to the Americans, once again apprehended while tracking Russian intelligence activities. Now the two sides are looking at their relationship to see if there is a way to repair it. Secretary of State John Kerry had meetings with the German Foreign Minister, Mr. Steinmeier. They talked as a sideline meeting while discussing efforts to limit Iran's nuclear efforts. Germany expelled the U.S. intelligence official, something it had never done before, something that is rarely, if ever, done among allies. The foreign minister said, quote, "We need a partnership based on trust. The problem for Germany is that it depends on the United States for its security. The U.S., as we all know, still has some 65,000 troops in Germany. These troops were there supposedly to protect Germany and Europe from the tanks and troops of a Soviet Union no longer in existence. Why are troops still there then? Certainly not to help the German economy, which is the strongest in Europe. In the meantime, despite Mr. Kerry's efforts, Germany is starting efforts to develop a more independent foreign policy. Independence, to some degree, is a political necessity for German politicians like Ms. Merkel, who was recently reelected by a landslide vote. Opposition parties campaign on the mild manner in which they deal with the Americans. So the ruling party is under pressure from the media, from their opposition, and even from members of their own party. That is the probable reason for kicking the U.S. intelligence representative out of the country at a time when the U.S. is trying to build a coalition against Russia. Germany is looking to end its full alignment with the West, especially the United States. Germany has, as the saying goes, always kept one eye on France and one eye on Russia. I guess now it needs eyes in the back of its head. The Russians have proven adept at taking advantage of the European economic crisis by driving a wedge consisting mostly of Russian gas between the EU countries. Germany's industrial nation needs gas more than most, and now it has more than an excuse not to cooperate with the United States. Finally, memories fade. The new, younger Germans do not remember much about the Soviet occupation. And besides, this is a new Russia. Maybe it's time to bring those troops home, folks. Why are they there? No one seems to know. At least that's the way I see it. Until next time, folks, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.